Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Lucia Robles of Lucia & Co. Lucia, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for inviting me. I appreciate you.
No problem. I appreciate you as well. And what I want to do is just read a little bit more about Lucia so you can hear about all the awesome things that she's doing. And after a lifelong love affair with food, eating, and feeding others, Chef Lucia decided to make her fantasy a reality and enrolled in the California School of Culinary Arts Le Cordon Bleu program in Pasadena, California. After being inspired by classic French culinary traditions and techniques, she attained her goal and graduated at the top of her class on the Dean's List with a perfect attendance award. In 2012, she grew her passion and love of food into the corporate gift business Lucia & Co., and it is in this venue that brings her the most satisfaction. She said creating unique gourmet gift boxes and helping our clients nurture their client relationships is an extraordinarily gratifying endeavor. She also says, I love hearing about the successes and growth of our clients' experience, the visibility they create, and how happy the clients are, really feeling so deeply appreciated. And all this because of a little black gift box and their lasting impressions of thoughtfulness they leave behind. Lucia, it's great to have you on the show. Are you ready to speak to the IMCO community?
I'm so ready. Thank you. Wow. I love it. Sometimes I wonder, you know, especially in looking back and people talk about going to college and jobs and all just different things. I'm like, I have no idea how I found the time to do a lot of those things all in one day.
Yeah.
Really. No. Like I get tired thinking about some of that stuff. So it's like, it's really kind of cool. So thank you.
Yeah, but I've always felt that a lot of times when, well, thank you for doing all the awesome work, and I just read it out. I feel like a lot of times when you're on the right path and you're doing like what you are called to do a lot of times, I think everything starts to just flow naturally. A lot of times you do so much, but it doesn't necessarily feel like that. I don't know if that's been your experience.
Yeah, no, I would agree with you. I would agree with you because the idea is that if you're really passionate and you're really excited about what you're doing, it's not work, you know, and I think, it's easy to, if we all think about like when we were kids and we were playing or whatever, and all of a sudden you're like, wow, what happened? It got dark outside. It's because you were busy having a good time. It wasn't work. It wasn't like, oh gosh, I got to spend time with my friends. You know, you were having a good time. And I think, you know, it's really a blessing to be able to do that, you know, as an adult, especially in a career. And yeah, when you really find that passion and that niche, you know, it just time flies by. Time's not an issue.
Yeah,
it's so,
the world starts to become your oyster. So could you take us through, I wanted to ask you for your CEO story. So I wanted to go back a little bit before, you know, I got to your path. Could you take us through what led you to get here and how exactly you became Chef Lucia?
You know, led me to going through culinary school or led me to the company?
Your company in culinary school.
Well, culinary school I did because I've always been in the kitchen. I love to cook. I love to play with food. Mm-hmm. And it was actually at the suggestion of a few family members. And my resistance to it was like, I don't want to be locked up in a, you know, in a room where there's no windows and I don't talk to anybody. And, you know, it's just, you know, just doesn't sound like fun. Right. But it's funny because I ended up doing that. And, you know, like a lot of people kind of get concerned about, you know, well, if I have a hobby and I start needing to do it for a living and there's demands made on me, maybe I won't like it anymore. Maybe I'll, you know, grow to hate what I thought I loved. And so I was I think that was like my initial resistance to it. But clearly that's not the case. I was locked up in a hot box with no windows, but I didn't care whether or not I was talking to anybody. I was really actually having a good time. So yeah, so that's kind of, you know, going to culinary school and then making my way out and wanting to be a pastry chef and wanting to make a difference and, you know, really wanting to have this like amazing career. It just wasn't really turning out the way, you know, it was cracked up to be. And I started my business as a hobby. It really is an evolution of where I started, where I was, and just a long evolution of my career. I did not set out to be a gift company. I was really kind of just rolling forward in the direction that I was being guided. You know, clients were asking for catering at the time, so I did catering. Then we were asking for this and then that. And then it kind of eventually evolved into gift baskets. And then gift baskets were like, well, this is kind of a little bit of a problem because people want certain specific things. And to me, a gift basket is very limiting because there's only so much you're going to fit in there. Mm-hmm. And then beyond that, you know, you've got to make some adjustments. So it's honestly just an evolution. And I think a lot of our success is due to the fact that, you know, we really do want to be open to ideas and feedback from our clients is what would serve them better. You know, what their experiences are. And I think a lot of it, because this was something that was created, comes from feedback from what I've heard about working with other companies. I ask people all the time. As a matter of fact, I was talking to somebody earlier today and I said, so what wasn't working for you with this other company? And what's the stopping point for you in working with other companies? Like, what's the hiccup for you? What do you like about these companies and what do you kind of doesn't serve you? Not necessarily that they're not doing well, but you could care less about, you could do without. Mm-hmm. And people will very readily tell me. So a lot of what we've built is built on that. And, you know, gosh, just wanting to have fun. You know, I get to put food, get to meet pretty gifts, we get to, you know, play with packaging and stuff. And so so that's kind of how that's evolved. And it's continuously evolving. You know, I certainly haven't planted my flag and said, hey, we're done, you know, everything's all set to go. You know, there's always, you know, different ways, especially as we grow, that we can evolve and, you know, implement things. So there is, you know, a seamless transitioning for everybody.
Yeah, I would definitely say that. And especially like with business in general, you kind of have to have that evolutionary aspect. But I definitely, you know, appreciate you for talking about the evolution and the growth and the organic nature of the business as well, too, because I think I just as you gave that visual of, you know, being a kid and playing until the lights go down. A lot of times we have resistance or things in our head that we may not want to do it because of XYZ reason. But in reality, when we're in our path and we're doing what we love to do, sometimes we completely can ignore the fact that we're in a hot box. We can completely ignore the fact that the lights and the sun have gone down because we're just in our zone.
Yeah, absolutely. I absolutely agree with that, you know, and, you know, it's, I mean, like I said, I mean, I love what I do. So, you know, it's always interesting to me when I talk to people and they ask about retirement plans, retirement planning, or they're commenting on their retirement planning, like, well, you know, this is what I want to do when I retire, or this is my goal or whatever. And I always find it really interesting because I associate those things with doing something that you don't really like doing. There's an element of something in there that's not making you happy. And, you know, and because people don't, you know, like if you're doing something that makes you happy, you don't think all day long, man, I can't wait to not be doing this. You know, it's one of those things where you're really excited to be doing the work, working with your clients, developing product or programs, whatever it might be in whatever service industry you're in. So for me, it's really not uncommon for me to work at least a half day on the weekend. Kind of nice to go in by myself and get some things done, or to have my, you know, laptop in my lap and just kind of, you know, coming up with ideas or whatever, you know, on my own. So, and very often I'm walking around with a notebook at minimum. So if some idea comes, you know, I can write it down or I can take a picture or, you know, whatever, because a lot of, you know, I mean, I come up with a lot of great ideas, but our clients come up with great ideas. There's a lot of inspiration I find in the environment if you allow it in. So, I mean, I think, you know, I that's probably a great analogy. You know, you're playing until it's dark and it's like, wow, this was really cool. Let's do it again. And it's nice to be able to carve out. I think more people should carve out careers where they're really happy and excited about what they're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. A lot of times it's the idea is that you want to escape from whatever, you know, you're doing, whatever reality or retiring. It might be Friday, it might be happy hour, whatever that might be, or however it manifests itself. But it's kind of like the quote that says, you know, build a business or build a job even, or create a job that you don't want to have to escape from. And I think that, you know, being able to do that is definitely a sign of success. So I wanted to drill down a little bit deeper. I know we touched on it a little bit. Could you tell us a little bit more about Lucia & Co.? Tell us exactly what you do for your clients and also like your secret sauce or what you feel kind of sets you apart and makes you unique.
We, you know, Like I said, I didn't start off with the idea, like, this is what it's going to look like big picture. It was really what our clients needed. They wanted gifts. They wanted specific things. And our company evolved from gift baskets to gift boxes. And it was really in having these relationships in place, because some of these people really, you know, really are our friends, not just clients. And I really do pride on having great relationships with our clients. I really enjoy the aspect of getting to know people and really connecting with people. And I love hearing people's stories and, you know, what, you know, learning about their businesses and different things. So our company is designed and was always designed in mind with B2B services. So as I like to say, it's the service behind the chocolate chip cookie. So what we do is we offer automated done-for-you gift services that are really custom designed behind our clients' businesses and what they're actually going to be into their business. So everybody's different. And I get the question all the time, even earlier today, what's a typical spend? What are most people sending out? What do most people do? And that kind of a thing. And I always find it an interesting question, because what I'm getting from our clients and what they really appreciate is they want to do things differently, right? They really want to stand out, because, you know, we're all kind of, you know, there's really nothing new under the sun. Right? We all, to a certain degree, kind of all do the same thing. We all have our own personalities and our own twists that we put on things. But we're all kind of doing, you know, similar things. And so with that being said, a lot of people market themselves with, yeah, that's right, I do this, but I'm different from the other guy this way. And so they are wanting to set themselves apart. Where they fall short a lot of times is in the little details, like the gifts. You know, they end up doing something last minute, they run to their local candy shop or their club warehouse, and you know, here they come with an armful of things and just kind of, you know, dishing it out. And what our clients really want is they're wanting to set themselves apart and do something different. And I think the attraction is twofold, is what we're producing is different. You know, it's not something off of Amazon. It's not something, you know, where the client is, their client is going to go and see it in the bargain bin, right, at the checkout on their way out. This is something that is different. And I think the other reason that our clients like working with us is because we simplify the process. So we really actually try to do a lot of follow-up. We try to do a lot, as much of the heavy lifting as we possibly can. So our clients aren't on their own having to do different things. You know, we guide them through the gift selection process. We do offer a lot of our items a la carte, meaning outside the gift box. So rather than forcing them into, you know, you have to spend $50 or you don't get anything, you have to spend $50 and then pick it apart yourself, you can just get the one singular item. So those are some of the things that we do that's a bit different. And like I said, we really try to provide, as one of our clients described, a consultative service to them. So it's not just about the gift, it's about really learning about their business and how can we actually support you, you know, in the way of chocolate chip cookies and outside of the chocolate chip cookie process. So I really like to learn about their businesses, find out who they're serving, what they're up to, and see what else we can do to support. You never know. I mean, we know a lot of people, and being a B2B business, it does really nice convenient platform to be able to be a connector of people, which is one of my favorite things to do. So that's kind of my take on the business, how we serve clients and how we try to support them.
All right. And I wanted to switch gears a little bit, and I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO hack. So they could be like an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but what's something that makes you more effective and efficient?
Writing things down. So wherever I go, I always have, I'm a big pen and paper person, whether it's, you know, next to my bed, whether it's on me, whether it's next to the computer, but I find a lot of value with that. Rather than trying to play the memory game, I think people really have this idea of really doing things all themselves.
Now I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO nugget. So that could be like a word of wisdom or a piece of advice, or if you can hop into a time machine, what would you tell your younger business self?
I would tell my younger business self, have fun with it. You know, have fun with what you're doing, and be sure that what you're doing is something that you really enjoy doing. I would say enjoy the journey.
And now I wanted to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. And we're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on this show. So Lucia, what does being a CEO mean to you?
It means a lot. It's really about leading by example, I think in order to be really effective, you do need to be a bit of a good teacher, because you need to be able to guide and inspire people in their growth, because they're, you know, you've got team members in place to support you to complete different jobs and to do things, because as a CEO, you really can't do everything yourself. Obviously, when you're starting off, that's not the case. I think everybody, you know, when they're starting off, they do way more than they would, you know, 10 years down the road or after hitting a certain, you know, level of success. And in doing that and having those team members, I think it's really important to, you know, to be a good teacher, to really, to be good at like supporting them and really cheering them on and encouraging them.
Truly appreciate that. Appreciate your time even more. What I want to do is pass you the mic, so to speak, just to see if there's anything additional you can let our readers and listeners know. And then of course, how best they can get a hold of you and find out about all the awesome things you're working on.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. Well, if you're curious about our company, you can always find us at luciaandcompany.com. So it's LuciaAndCompany.com. So it's all spelled out. You know, we've got our gift boxes there, and you can always, you know, fill out the contact form page, and we'll get back to you. So, but thank you for having me. This is really cool. I really appreciate all you do. You've been really super supportive of my business, and I appreciate you including us in your articles and having us on the podcast too.
No problem. No, definitely the pleasure is all ours, and you're doing phenomenal work. So I appreciate you for letting us showcase you a little bit. And we will definitely have the link and information in the show notes so that everybody can follow up with you. But thank you so much again, Lucy, and I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.